Okay.
Oh, well, when we were at Ames, because we were interested in education, I used to go regularly to school board meetings. Somehow I thought that had to do with education. Well, anyway, Daddy got interested in the fact that they were spending a lot of money on lights for the athletic field. And he calculated how much it cost and compared it to use for academics. And that's when, and that got into his record. That's what Vice President Agnew accused him of being a communist, because they started calling, somehow they got it into his record because he did this about the lights at the school board meeting.
But Agnew wasn't until many years later.
But it was in the news record, accessible record about Daddy that he was called a communist because he did that.
So was he called a communist at the school board, or you're saying?
No, he wasn't. It was maybe in just put it in the newspaper, or you know how I.
And that somehow that
just because of that, they started calling him a communist.
Well, the Agnew thing was related to the UFO research.
I know, but I'm just saying that it was in the news record that he was a communist because of that. It might have been maybe the school board called him that. I don't know.
I see. Wow.
But that he got started being called a communist because of what he did on the studying the lighting at the in Ames.
So that gives you a touch of a feeling of the McCarthy era there. You guys were not maybe aware of McCarthy and all of that?
This was Ames. Yeah, McCarthy period was 53, so on. So this would have been,
Didn't take right much then. To get yourself called a communist, did
no,
it?
No, and it gets into the newspapers. So that Agnew picked it up from that.
That he'd been a communist way back in the 50s.
And a UFO, you know. But also UFO, but also a communist.
Huh.
So that came just because of us being interested in education.
Oh.
I don't know why I thought that going to the school board. I went regularly to every school board meeting for years.
Well, you were one of these activists.
Well, I somehow thought, somehow we thought that we could help influence the schools.
Well, it's possible. So what did Daddy think of being called a communist?
Well, you know, it didn't make us...
didn't mean anything to you.
Yeah. Well, also, just raising your children when you're an atheist, you're already out there on the fringes. So people can tack communist right onto that.
Do you remember getting attacked at Ames for being an atheist?
No, I don't. It was just that got into Daddy's record. Funny the things that... It's because of the way you do things that basically is why you become a communist anyway, you know. And lots of times right-wing people can see it in you long before you can see it. And my daddy saw it when I was, and not that he's right-wing, but he saw it when I was.
Oh, he was just saying, you're going to go up to that school and become a communist.
No, it was more serious than that. He called. Oh, yeah, I actually, it was very serious the way he regarded me. It was because I went there, but it was also because of my attitudes, which were open. And then here, Sarah Allwise told me that some of these CP people, that they told her I was a Trotskyist long before I was ever a Trotskyist. Because they just, you know, the way you are.